It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Step we on through the wheel of the year, through the spring and the summer gone. Oh, now that the autumn has taken its bow, we gave it a rousing cheer. Oh, now it's time to arrange, to set the stage, to bless the new year. Oh, so we'll take to the town and we'll make our rounds to say that the season's here. Crowned in mistletoe, we'll stomp and sing till the valleys ring with our winter song of joy. Clear the mantles, beat the rugs and sweep the floors a clean. Out with the rushes and the herbs to bless the autumn time. So lead us off to the woods to gather. Crowned in mistletoe, we'll stomp and sing till the valleys ring with our song of winter joy. Up we'll pass on the chairs and ladders, boughs all pine and chains. Oh, to dress the beams and the windows clean, the mantles all in. And the fire's blazing warm and bright. With our labors gone and the feast laid on, we'll laugh into the night.
This is part one of Jan's Village. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, there you go. That was a fine seasonal song by a good friend of mine called Dressing the House, performed by the group Withy and Stone from the album Winter. And that fine friend is sitting here right by my side right now. His name is John Goldsberry with a C, because there's a Corbin in the middle.
That, okay.
But I've never met the Corbin in the middle.
Out. Yeah.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great.
Good.
How about you?
Oh, great. I'm happy that you're wanting to do this. We're doing something a little bit different. We're doing a co-hosting, and you're actually here to keep the taser on me.
That's right. It's hard to control, Michael.
David said I need to be behaving, so that's right. So I only get two puns per hour, and I'm not going to use them up all in this first little bit right here. But
and since he introduced me, I'll introduce him. That's Mike Mikeum of the group Ezin Dill.
Yeah, Mike Mikeum, and he's not stuttering. But my mom did when she named me.
I guess so.
So that's what she was an auctioneer too. But that yeah, Withy and the Stone is the name of the group that you were with. Incidentally, this show is called Jan's Village. It's season 15, episode 25, and we just named it Jan's Village for a very good reason. And I wished it would elaborate a little bit on
certainly.
That.
Certainly, I appreciate you calling it that. Jan is my late wife, the one who actually coined the term Withy and Stone. Way back in the 80s when we started out as a, kind of a catch-all term. She was an artist. We had a gallery, she called it that, but we also performed under that. We originally played at Silver Dollar City together from 1989 up until 94, and we left Silver Dollar City to go to Camelot, the infamous first year-round Renaissance festival that never was.
Outside of Branson.
Just outside of Branson. It was a big deal. We were their house band, and then they brought in other acts, some very big name bands.
First time
acts.
I ever saw Dead Bob.
Yes, Dead Bob was there. The original Dead Bob. Before he franchised himself out.
Before he was really Dead Bob.
Had actually done a prospectus for a large entertainment firm to build a, before Camelot came in, to build a permanent Renaissance Festival style theme park.
A village styled after what Jan's dreams.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And we went to Europe. We did all kinds of research. We went all over and learned history and recipes. And we wanted to take ideas that Ren Faire's had, but kind of start all over again and say, okay, now how do we present this in a totally different way? New foods you've never seen, new acts you've never seen, yeah, new things like that. And the company then decided to diversify instead and go into things other than building another theme park. They're very successful. They apparently made the right decision. We took the idea for ourselves and turned it into a little shop and applied what we could. We called it Withian Stone, formed under that name.
Yeah.
Now it has become a virtual village.
Yeah, yes.
And I did it on a Patreon page. Although you can hear all the stories that I do, even for free, if you want to visit the Withian Stone Patreon page. Every month I do an original story with original music talking about the town and its inhabitants and the history,
yeah,
and the farm animals and everything that involved in this little fictional pre-industrial British village.
It will draw you in, especially the stockade. That's where it drew me into.
I've not put a stockade in this town.
Oh, you haven't?
It's not that kind of
so
a town.
So you mean
Michael,
I'm safe to go?
People are peaceful there.
You don't have a pun
They're
stockade?
Happy. They all love each other.
You don't have a penitentiary?
No.
You know, well, hey, yeah, we got some bills to pay, but we're going to talk more about this village that you've put together Jan's ideas. This is season 15, episode 25. Like I said, Jan's Village. I'm Michael Mikem of Essendil, and this is John Corbin Goldsberry sitting right by my side from Withian Stone. The show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Is that Louisiana or Louisiana?
Louisiana. Okay, Les Bontemps Roulet.
All right.
Yeah, and then the Renaissance Magazine, the Ren Cruz, patrons of the podcast and
podcast of the minions, the podcast minions.
We also like to give some special thanks to all the performers who submit their music. We currently have a library with 642 albums from 284 performers in our podcast library, and we appreciate each and every one of you. And the music goes from one spectrum to the other. It's a wonderful library and an archive to share.
So speaking of one spectrum to another, let's get on to the next song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is going to be Essendil.
Essendil. I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I heard they're really good.
Thank you. I'm one half of Essendil. My wife, Nancy Mikem, Walker Mikem. See, I got to keep my maiden name when we got married because that's what happened in the Ozarks.
Is that how that works?
The men get to keep their maiden names. But the song is called Spinning Wheel, and it's got a slight morbidity to it in the fact that it's a blind grandmother in a place that's getting ready to have a winter hitter, and the granddaughter runs off. Nancy doesn't say it's morbid, but it doesn't say she comes back. But anyway, so I think we'll play Spinning Wheel for you.
Spinning Wheel by Essendil.
Mellow, the moonlight to shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting is crooning and moaning and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel while the foot's stirring. Sprightly and lightly and airily ringing, trills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Eileen Ashera, I hear someone tapping. 'Tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. Ivy, I surely hear somebody sighing. 'Tis the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. What's the noise that I hear at the window, I wonder? little birds chirping, the holly bush under. What makes you be shoving and moving your stool on and singing all wrong? The old song of the coolan. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel while the foot's stirring. Brightly and lightly and airily ringing, trills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. There's a form at the casement, the form of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool, through the lattice step lightly, and we'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. The maid shakes her head, on her lips lays her finger, steps up from the stool, longs to go and yet lingers. A frightened glance turns to her drowsy grandmother, puts one foot on the stool, spins the wheel with the other. Merrily, cheerily, noiselessly whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel while the foot's stirring. Sprightly and lightly and airily ringing, trills the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Lazily, easily, swings now the wheel round, slowly and lowly is heard now the real sound. Noiseless and light to the lattice above her, the maid steps then leaps to the arms of her lover. Slower and slower and slower the wheel swings, lower and lower and lower the reel rings, ere the reel and the wheel stop ringing and moving through the grove the young lovers by moonlight are roving.
Hi, this is Vince Conaway, Hammer Dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Polo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
This is Jan's Village, part 2, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Yeah, now that last song, if I was walking through Jan's Village, I would expect to be hearing that down a lane somewhere in the middle of the park.
That sounds exactly right.
Is that
right? I could hear that floating through the mist on an early morning.
And I know it's still early in the wintertime, but sometimes when you get snowed in, you're kind of looking for the end of it. And that song was called Thaw Longing, or Sun in January, performed by Gwyneth Whistlewood and the Feral Flute from the album Waking the Divas. If you want to find out more about her, it's called feralflute.blogspot.com.
Yeah, I just went to that page. It's a first picture on there. It's this pretty garden, and through a garden gate. It's
The village.
It looks exactly like some scene out of our village.
Mm-hmm. So I think this whole set's going to be village sets. So,
but good job, Gwyneth. That was a lovely piece.
Go check her out. And when you see her, one of our favorite things to do is to jam at the end of the show. At KC, we've known her for probably about 8 years now, and she does the lanes a lot, and she does stage as well. But what my favorite thing to do is sit around and jam with her, penny whistle, and she plays crystal flute and everything else like that. But yeah, make sure and stop and say hi to her at the KC Run Fair. Guess what, John?
What?
We've got some events to announce.
Okay, that'll work.
We've been talking about it all day long.
Well, what is there out there to see?
Well, we only got 3 dates left for Saxon Moon live at Texas Renaissance Festival. You better get there quick, though. November 29th and November 30th, and that's it for them.
Meanwhile, there's a Whiskey Bay Rovers at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, also the 29th and the 30th.
Yeah, Lafayette's own pirate band. And then until December the 8th, Jackdaws at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. At the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, November 29th and November 30th.
And Chase Treasure, also at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. I know I can say that if I practice.
Louis L'Amour.
Yes, they're the top voted musical act at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Say it again, Sam.
And be sure and see them. They're there till December the 8th.
Ooh. Hey. Oh, guess what?
What?
Whiskey Sundays, Valley Doyle, Downers Grove. Yeah, it's going to happen from December the 1st to December the 8th.
And actually enlisted all the way up to February the 9th.
Oh, at the top of the page. And then I guess they have some other dates too in between, right?
Well, so, they got a lot of whiskey to get
through. Yeah, that's right. So, whiskey before breakfast, before three old ladies drinking whiskey in a jar. Yeah, go to Google and look up Bally Doyle at Downers Grove.
Very good. All right. We'll be back for some more in just a little bit.
And we'll learn how to say Louisiana better. Hey, our next song belongs in the village, too. This is called the Woodcutter Song, and it's performed by Molly and the Tinker.
Maggie. Well, it says Maggie and the Tinkers there, and it says, which is the successor
to Molly
and the Tinkers.
Yeah, it's Brian Leo and his daughter, Amanda, and it's an a cappella tune, and it's a wonderful song. John's never heard it before, but it belongs in the village as well. It's a traditional song called the Woodcutter Song. And if you want to find out more information about the Tinker, it's HTTPS.
Oh, you don't have to say all that. It's just at facebook.com. Maggie and the Tinkers.
Maggie and the Tinker. It's
right.
It's
you can find that one.
The Woodcutter Song, a traditional. Go ahead and play it to the sound room.
Oak logs will warm you well that are old and dry. Logs of pine will sweetly smell, but the sparks will fly. Birch logs will burn too fast, chestnuts scarce at all, sir, and hawthorn logs are known to last, that are cut down in the fall, sir. Surely you will find there's none compare with the hardwood logs that are cut in winter time, sir. Holly logs will burn like wax, you can burn them green. Elm logs burn like smoldering flax, with no flame to be seen. Beech logs for winter time, yew logs as well, sir. Green alder logs, it is a crime for any man to sell, sir. surely you will find there's none compare with the hardwood logs that are cut in winter time, sir. Pear logs and apple logs, they will scent your room. Cherry logs across the dogs smell like flowers in bloom. But ash logs, smooth and gray, buy them green or old, sir, and buy up all that come your way, for they're worth their weight in gold, sir. Surely you will find there's none compare with the hardwood logs that are cut in winter time, sir. Surely you will find there's none compare with the hardwood logs that are cut in winter time.
Are ye a fan of medieval and Renaissance history? Then join our crew of discovery. Renaissance Magazine covers history, fairs, and reenactments. 6 issues a year allows you to explore nearly 1,400 years of wars, art and science, and daily life. Find a treasure trove of images and behind-the-scenes stories of Renaissance fairs across the country. Subscribe at renaissancemagazine.com. Thanks, mateys!
The January man, he walks the road in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still shakes the snow from off his head and blows his hands. The man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring. For better weather. Through April rains, the man comes down to watch the birds come to share the summer. The man of May stands very still, watching the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside the man is young and wants to lend a hand and grins at each new color. And in July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks on being idle. August man in thousands take the road to watch the sea and find the sun. September man is standing near to saddle up another year. And autumn is his bride. Man of new October takes the reins, and early frost is on his shoulder. The poor November man sees fire and rain, and snow and mist and wintry gale. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know. They're all a little older. And the January man comes round again in woolen coat and boots of leather to take another turn and walk along the icy, he knows so well. For the January man is here for starting each and every year along the road forever.
This is Jan's Village, Part 3. 5, 4, 3, 2. And that was January Man, performed by Triskelion from their album Music on Fridays. You can find out more of them on their Facebook page at Triskelion.
Well, just, yeah, it's a Facebook page that says Triskelion, but I have a little inside story about them.
Oh, is this something that they will appreciate here?
Well, I hope so, because we actually got to share a stage with them at the Castle of Muskogee for 3 years running, and well, 2 years running, and one time we just hopped, but that's beside the point. But when they showed up, we were waiting for Triskelion, and only two people showed up, because one of the band members couldn't make their first year there, so we were wondering if there was Biskelion, and that's, and they kind of went with that name for the whole time, and Floyd and his wife Sarah Bridgeton, they're lovely people, and boy, they can play just about any style, like of that old Celtic style. He has multiple strings, and he has multiple instruments too that have multiple strings.
That's good. Otherwise, you just have a box of strings.
He has a box of strings. Well, he had that too because he would break a bunch of them. But the first time he wanted to learn how to play the fiddle, and he was taking violin lessons. And the funny thing was, he said, "Ezra, can you show me how to play a little bit of violin?" I said, "Well, I'll show you what I know, just a little bit, but I'll show you the fiddle." So I did. I showed him some taters, up and down, and just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And he come back the next weekend without it. And I said, "Floyd, where's your violin? Where's your fiddle?" And he kind of shuffled his feet and looked down like a little boy would and said, "My teacher told me never to watch you again." and he thought I was going to be mad. That's why he was looking down like a little boy, and I just laughed.
You're such a great influence on people.
Yeah. But I actually ended up jamming with his teacher came and shared the stage with us. But yeah, Triskelion, check them out on the Facebook page, and you'll definitely enjoy the rest of their music. And they play at Norman. They play at a couple of fairs in Texas. He's a teacher out of Texas, and hopefully one day we'll be able to go down there. But the next group that we're going to...
Well, before you do that, we have to mention Facebook again you're on the subject.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Which is the performers only page for the podcast here at facebook.com/PG/ Renfest Music /events. We're doing those slashing things again.
Events, and there's a ton of them coming up. You just got to look for them.
Yeah, I
have events happening, but I have yet to.
Nothing you're going to want to post on their site.
No,
I guess
I shouldn't do that. No, that would not be good.
Okay, next song.
Hey, Gypsy Gorilla Band. These are some other folks that we got to share the stage with. We jammed with actually at Castle of Muskogee. They had their own stage, but they're a phenomenal band. Recently retired, but their music lives on. The song that we're going to be listening to is called "Mist on the Meadow." It's a jig melody performed by the Gypsy Gorilla Band themselves, off of Ernie Rocks.
Ernie Does Rock.
Yeah, Ernie Does Rock. And we look forward to putting them in joining our village in Jan's Village. Let's listen to...
Yeah, you can find them at on earthlink.net at J-I-M-L-I-L-G.
Which stands for Jim Lilquist.
Jim Lilquist, which would have been very long to write out.
So
check them out. This is "Mist on the Meadow" by the Gypsy Gorilla Band.
Gypsy Gorilla Band.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, Bumpiliada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com for full details and to reserve.
When I was a lad on the Emerald Isle, I heard many stories, both lovely and wild, about the great dragons and monsters that be, that swallow the ships as they sail on the sea. Though I was an artist with canvas and paint, I sailed with St. Brendan and his jolly saints. We told the good people goodbye for a while as we sailed to St. Brendan's fair isle. Fair isle, we sailed to St. Brendan's fair isle. Then on the ocean for 94 days, we came to a spot where the sea was ablaze. Those demons from Hades were dancing for glee and burning the sailors alive on the sea. St. Brendan, he walked on the blistering waves. He threw all those demons right back in their caves. And all of the saints wore a heavenly smile as we sailed to St. Brendan's fair isle. Fair isle, we sailed to St. Brendan's fair isle. One night, while the brethren were lying asleep, a great dragon came up from under the deep. He lightninged and thundered and made a great din. He awakened St. Brendan and all of his men. The dragon came on with his mouth open wide. He threw it across and the great dragon died. We skinned him and cooked him and feasted a while as we sailed to St. Brendan's fair isle. Fair isle, we sailed to St. Brendan's fair isle. On to that beautiful land, we kicked off our shoes and we walked in the sand. We took our long bows, we killed us a bull, we roasted him up and had hot Irish stew. Then after a while we were singing this song, we noticed the island was moving along. Well, we ate and we sang and we rode in high style as we sailed for St. Brendan's fair isle. Fair isle, we sailed for St. Brendan's fair isle. Now Brendan said, boys, this is much to my wish. We ride on the back of the world's biggest fish. Hold fast to the rope that is pulling the ship. We'll need it someday if this fish takes a dip. We sailed every ocean, we sailed every sea, we sailed every place that a sailor could be. In 44 days we sailed 10 million miles as we sailed for St. Brendan's fair isle. Fair isle, we sailed for St. Brendan's fair isle. We sailed for St. Brendan's fair isle. Fair Isle, we sailed to St. Brendan's Fair Isle.
This is Jan's Village, Part 4. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, a sweetheart of a man that just performed that fine rendition of St. Brendan's Fair Isle. We did leave the village to go off to the isle for a bit. Yeah, they shipped us off the island.
There's islands off the coast from the village.
You got them there too?
It is on the coast.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, yeah, you know, I was listening to that, I was thinking about when I found out I was 95% German and less Irish. did the ancestry.com.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and I really did.
You're not where you thought you were from.
I was orphaned, and I felt so bad. I turned in my green card, you know, because I'm not Irish anymore. But yeah, Jesse, we get to play on stage. He joins us at Muskogee, at the Castle of Muskogee, and he's actually toured around a little bit more this year. He's a full time entertainer, so he's probably taken up some hobbies like we have: cedar, wood, firewood. And roofing,
it's
little hobbies that, you know, you got to eat, John. You got to eat.
What you mean?
Look at me, I'm wasting away here.
You mean music? Music won't support people.
Well, you know, it's a big. Yeah, no, there's no. But it's fun.
But that's why we all have Patreon pages, because
yes.
None of us can make a living playing music otherwise.
And that's why you built your village, so you can have people come in there and you can employ them, correct?
That's right. That's right. As a matter of fact, yeah, part of the village is inviting people, musicians, artists, things like that, to be townspeople and have their little shops there.
In real time.
In real time, virtually.
Yep.
And talk to each other. Say, hey, you know, I make this, you make that, you want to swap?
Yeah,
you know, things like that.
Yeah. No money, but changing hands.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Jesse,
exactly,
what was his Facebook page?
Jesse, yeah, first of all, that's from Jesse Linder from his album Years May Come. You can find it on Facebook.com at jesselinder.bard.
Yeah, Bard. Bard. Has everybody heard about the Bard? About the Bard?
That's
Bard.
It.
Oh, never stop me, please.
You're impossible to stop. And once again, I want to talk about the Performers Only event page at facebook.com at renfairmusic.events.
There they go.
Actually, there's no
again.
Dot in there. That's
there's
a
no
slash.
Dot. They don't have dots at the events.
Yeah,
is that Dippin' Dots? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Me neither, yeah.
We have Slash and Dots. That sounds like a more Renfair kind of thing, doesn't
slash
it?
And dots, yeah.
I want a Slash and Dots
and a turkey leg. Nancy Daly Green. Now,
I know her.
Familiar?
I know her. I got the pleasure of playing some duets with her at the Oklahoma Fair this spring.
Yeah.
I've been a Hammer Dulcimer player for many years. Yeah. Obviously, she is too. We got to do some Hammer Dulcimer duets, and it was a blast.
Well, she was a little bit nervous. You guys shared the stage at the castle where we play, and when we told her that you were coming, she said, "He's the reason I got started when I heard him play." And that was just kind of but to see her tense up, and then
aww,
you guys got together. We got some videotape of it.
Don't be tense, Nancy.
Yeah, no, yeah. You guys sounded great together. Two Hammer Dulcimers going at the same time, and you guys are just jamming away just like I like it at that stage. No imposing, nobody's trying to show anybody up. It's just a village.
Yeah
we
exactly.
are in a village.
Exactly.
The black house next to us with animals.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Nancy
and
made
that's,
for a good
kinda
show.
That's kind of the idea of pretty much every Ren Fair is you know, this is a village, this is where we live, we're the real people.
Yep.
Come see us, talk to us.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, it's so funny how when I get to a fair and I dress, get into my garb outside, or if I'm already dressed, I get out of the car, I start walking into the fair, and it's like, oh, I'm back in the real world again.
Yeah.
Because this other world, sometimes, you know, you need music to get through it.
Well, any of you out there, and I know a lot of you are, that are Rennies, that becomes your family. This is your hometown.
Yeah.
And you'll visit other villages with your extended family.
Yep.
And you get to see these people maybe 6 weeks out of the year.
Yep.
But sometimes you'll see them at other fairs, you know, and you just travel around the country together as a one big, big extended family.
Yeah, and we all appreciate the support, because we feel the same way. It's a blessing that we get to do what we do and have people that watch. And Nancy, we share the stage with her now at the castle. And this next song is called Little Birdie, and it's in...
Well, Nancy speaks Irish Gaelic quite well.
Yeah,
so,
unlike me. Limini. How's that what I say? Limini.
I have no idea.
Maybe that's the bird making
it. From the
sound.
Album Singing Dancing Everywhere.
Limini.
And you can find her at ReverbNation.com at Nancy Daly Green.
Limini.
So here it is. This is Little Birdie, performed by Nancy Daly Green.
Otherwise known as Liminiminimini.
Little Thanks so much for listening to the show. A special thanks to all of you out there who are helping us. We have over 25 people supporting us at the moment, and we can use all the help we can get. This show is definitely an act of love, as all of us are volunteers who work for the podcast, and all of your support goes right back into helping make the show possible. We at the podcast would like to extend a special thanks to our friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Mari Vopio, and Stephen Conroy, and also we'd really like to thank our honorary minions, Jesse Linder, who's on Facebook at jessielinder.bard, Am I Misguided, and Randall Kimbrough. Thank you so much for all you do to help us make this show possible.
That was Fire in the Hearth by Rusty Mudd from his album The Darkling Road. This is Greg from The Ren List, the easiest way to find Renaissance and other fairs near you. December is a particularly quiet time for Renaissance fairs, so for the next 6 weeks or so, there aren't that many fairs happening. The Texas Renaissance Festival in Todd Mission and the Sarasota Medieval Fair in Florida close on December 1st. The Louisiana Renaissance Festival in Hammond ends its run this year on December 8th. Though not Renaissance fairs per se, there are some Charles Dickens Christmas-themed events in California and Texas. To find out details on these, go to therenlist.com. We are always looking to add new fairs and other events to our directory. If you know of any new or upcoming fairs, head over to therenlist.com, go to the ad page, and give us any details you can about the event. The next track is by Blackmore's Night from their album Fires at Midnight. This is Midwinter's Night.
All alone, and once again I try. So your favorite Ren Fair's come and gone. No time to feel blue until it comes around again. This is what you do. Go ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the Minion Leprechauns at RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com.
This is Jan's Village, part five. Five, four, three, two. So after spending all that time in the snowy winter, it was kind of nice to get someplace that sounded warm for a change.
It was like we took a cruise on the Renaissance cruiser liner over to the Middle East.
To the Middle East and a quick desert ride on a camel.
And I can't, one hump or two hump, it didn't matter.
That was Bella Euromystics, performed by...
You can say that again.
Was Bella Euromystics, performed by Circa Paleo from the album Roseland. And you can find out more about them at circapaleo.com.
Yeah, just a little sidebar on them. We first met them at the Castle of Muskogee. They played there in the cave and outside at a couple stages. But they are some genuine people, great musicians. They sound the same way off their albums as they do off the stage.
That's always refreshing.
And not imposing. They actually sat through one of our shows, and I think I had a dozen dad jokes. I turned Jenny into a bobblehead.
Uh-oh.
yeah, but I think she still loved it. So, but if you get a chance to go to their website, please do. There's some really good people, Jenny and Joshua, that I met that time, and her sister Kelly. And Jay was playing with them at that time, but he did get sick and he passed away. But they're still a great group.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I see by the old clock on the wall, it's time to kind of wrap this up.
What clock?
I don't
see the clock.
It's behind you on the china cabinet over there.
It's a china cabinet wall clock.
That's it. It's a mantle clock, but that's all right.
Oh, I know, the china wall clock.
That's it. That's it.
That will work.
Thanks for joining us here on the Renaissance Festival podcast. Again, my name is John.
Oh, and I'm Mike from Essendil, but he's talking about the village a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, with Ian Stone. Now, as I mentioned before, we do have a Patreon page. I'm not really plugging the Patreon page so much here, but to say that normally when I do these monthly stories, they're for the patrons, and a month later I release them to the public. For the month of December, and especially for all you folks listening today, I'm putting it up free right from the very start. So if you go over to the Patreon page, there is a one-hour special featuring six or seven original songs scattered about through them, which I hope you can come visit. With Ian Stone is not about any particular religion or faith or anything like that, but it is a very spiritual kind of thing. And I hope that maybe, you could spend a little bit of your holiday time just by coming and enjoying a story about some new arrivals to the village.
Yeah. And, we opened up this whole thing with John's original song called, what was that?
Dressing the House.
Dressing the House. And we're going to close it with Jan singing one of hers.
Yes, Jan only got to record several of her tunes for these projects before she passed. And luckily, this is one of them we got. Yeah. She was always very fond of the holidays, from autumn holidays up through Christmas. It was always a very special time about getting together with family. And she wrote a song all about it. So here it is from withianstone.com. This is Holiday Traditions, from the album Holiday Traditions.
It's that holiday tradition, those holiday ties, bringing us together under those gray and cloudy skies. The gray days don't get me down, the loved ones are gathered round. You know it's those days that make me smile. Goodies baking, a mug of spicy tea, snowflakes falling gently to the ground, voices raised in song, what a lovely sound. It's my favorite time of year, when the leaves fall near. It's that holiday tradition and holiday time, bringing us together under those gray and cloudy skies. The gray days don't get me down, the loved ones are gathered round. You know it's those days that make me smile.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.